This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast.
The Hidden Killers Podcast.
With Tony Bruschi.
We're breaking down specific testimonies from the trial of Lori Vallow-Daybell on Friday the 28th. We're now going to take a listen to Fremont County Deputy Coulter Cannon testifying in the Lori Vallow-Daybell trial.
All right, before we commence with testimony, then I'll just briefly inquire of Deputy Cannon. Have you observed any of the trial testimony that's taken place in this case?
No, I have not.
Okay, you haven't read it, listened to it online or on the news or anywhere else?
No, sir.
Okay, thank you for that response. As you're being questioned, please make verbal responses to any questions asked, and please avoid talking at the same time as any attorney questioning you so we can keep a clear record.
Yes, sir.
In mind, Ms. Rawlings, you can go ahead and inquire on direct.
Thank you, Your Honor. Deputy Cannon, would you please state your name and spell it for the record?
Coulter Cannon, Coulter Cannon.
And where are you currently employed?
Fremont County.
How long have you been employed with them?
9 years.
What is your current title or position?
I am a school resource officer right now.
Do you also serve as a regular deputy?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have any specialized training in order to be a peace officer?
Yes, I do.
What is that?
I have graduated from the Post Academy with a basic certificate. I've also have received my intermediate certificate from the Idaho State Police Academy. I've also had numerous hours of school resource training as a basic and advanced officer there, and then trainings throughout the 9 years of my career.
Thank you. Do you recall if you were working on the night of October 9th, 2019?
Yes, I was.
And how long was your shift that night?
Was it 12 hours?
Did you respond to calls that night?
I did.
And I'm sure you responded to more than one call that night, but I'd like to draw your attention to a specific call regarding the report of a suspicious individual.
Okay.
Where did you respond?
It was approximately 200 North and 1900 East in Fremont County.
Okay. And what was the nature of that report?
It was a suspicious individual that had pointed a paintball gun at a lady.
Were you patrolling? Oh, excuse me. Where were you patrolling when you received the call to go to that location?
At that current time, I was in the Eugene area of Fremont County.
Do you know approximately how long it took you to respond to the location in the report?
It was about 6 to 7 minutes.
Okay. And how did you respond to that call?
Initially, I had my lights on until I reached about 1900 North and 350 North, or 1900 East and 350 North, and then I shut them off.
And why did you shut them off?
Just so the suspect would not see me coming.
Who reported the incident?
I believe there was two reporting parties. I believe the first one was Joseph Murray, and the second one was Tammy Daybell.
Okay. So there were two calls made to dispatch?
I believe so, yes.
And do you recall approximately when you arrived at the residence at 202 North 1900 East?
It was just before 9 p.m.
What did you do when you arrived at the residence?
Initially, I drove through the area looking for anybody in the area with matching the description that dispatch gave me, and then knocked on the front door and contacted the reporting party.
Were you able to locate a suspect?
Not at that time, no.
Did you receive a description of the suspect from dispatch?
Yes.
What was that?
It was a male wearing all black with a black mask, ski mask.
Okay. And were you the only deputy who responded to the call?
No.
Do you recall who was at the residence when you arrived?
When I arrived on scene, I spoke with Tammy Daybell in the residence, but Chad Daybell was also there and Garth Daybell.
So how did you make contact with Tammy?
I knocked on her front door.
Okay. Did anyone else come to the front door?
No.
Did you speak with anyone else?
No, I did not, other than Joseph Murray across the street.
Okay. And you said, I think, that there were a couple other individuals in the home?
Yes.
And you were able to identify them?
Yes, ma'am.
And I'm sorry, who were they?
Chad Daybell and Garth Daybell.
Okay. And how did Tammy seem when you were meeting with her?
She was a little nervous, not extremely shook up or anything like that.
Okay. She was not hysterical at that point?
No, ma'am.
What did you learn from speaking with her?
I learned that she was coming home from grocery shopping that night. She had backed into the driveway. She was getting groceries out of her car, and when she looked up, there was a male standing at the backside of her vehicle, wearing all black with a ski mask on, that what looked to be a paintball gun in his hands. She asked him what he wanted, and he didn't say anything, and then she heard two pops, and she screamed for Chad, and then the suspect ran around the north side of the property, and then she went inside.
Okay. In addition to the description regarding what the suspect was wearing, did she give any other physical description of the individual?
Yes. She stated at first that she thought it was her son because it had the same kind of figure build as her son, Garth.
Okay. And so was there a discrepancy in the height description that you noted in your reports?
Yes, there was.
Okay. How did Garth seem?
Just like another day, just calm and quiet.
Didn't seem upset?
No.
How did Chad seem?
The same. He just was quiet, standing there.
And did you talk with either of them at that time?
No, I did not.
Just to Tammy?
Yes.
Now, previously, I think you indicated there was another individual that had called dispatch, and you identified who that was. Who was that?
Joseph Murray.
And did you speak with Mr. Murray that night?
Very briefly, yes.
Where was he located?
He was at his residence in the yard. He was just kitty corner from the Daybell residence.
And do you recall what he said he was doing?
He was cutting wood that night.
Okay. And when you arrived, did you see someone chopping wood?
Yes, ma'am.
And that was, in fact, Mr. Murray?
Yes, it was.
Did he give you any other information regarding what he observed or heard?
He just stated that he heard Tammy scream, and then he had called 911.
And do you know what Mr. Murray's relationship was to Tammy Daybell?
It's her son-in-law.
Now, I think you mentioned at the time you arrived at the residence, it was a little before 9 o'clock?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you recall what the ambient lighting was like outside the home at that time?
It wasn't super dark. It was dusk.
What else did you do as part of your investigation that night?
I walked around the residence. We looked for any, like, shell casings or anything like that, if it was a possible gun. Did not locate anything, though.
Okay. Did you look anywhere else for shell casings?
Nothing, nowhere else other than the media area where she located, like, stated that the incident happened.
Okay. And did you go across the street to any other residences?
No, I did not.
Why? Or why not?
The lights in the house across the street were all off. I didn't want to wake anyone up. And Tammy was pretty convinced it was a paintball gun, so.
Okay. Later on, was there any attempt to locate bullets or shell casings?
Yes, there was.
When did that additional search take place?
It was January 3rd, 2020.
Okay. What did you do to look for this evidence?
I helped the FBI rake through the snow. We used metal detectors and just tried to locate any shell casings in that immediate area again.
And to the best of your knowledge, were any bullets or shells located in the area where Tammy Daybell had indicated this would have occurred?
No, ma'am.
Was there any indication or evidence of paint anywhere that she indicated this incident had occurred?
No, ma'am.
And again, what date did you respond to the Daybell residence for this report?
It was October 9th of 2019.
Your Honor, may I have just 1 minute?
Yes.
I don't have any additional questions.
All right. Thank you, Ms. Rawlings. Cross-examination, Mr. Archibald.
So, Deputy Cannon, the night that you were out there on October 9th of 2019, you did a search of the property for marks of paint or for casings on that night?
I looked in the just general area. I didn't look around the whole entire property for that kind of stuff.
So if and it, the report to you was someone was standing right here and I heard a pop. So that was that the focus of your area?
Yes, sir.
And you didn't find any paintball marks?
Not that I noticed, no.
Tammy didn't have paint on her?
No.
Do sometimes those paintball guns, they leave a splotch of paint?
I don't do a whole lot of paintball, so I don't know.
And you looked for bullet holes in a car?
I didn't look for bullet holes anywhere. I looked just in the immediate area. Okay. Any shell casings or anything like that in the area.
And so your search on October 9th, 2019, led you to no physical evidence of something happening?
Just her report.
Okay. And then the law enforcement didn't go out with the metal detectors until January 3rd of 2020?
That was with the FBI, yes.
So November, December, so almost 3 months later is when that happened?
Yes, sir.
And on January 3rd of 2020 is when the metal detectors were taken out there to look for casings or bullets?
Yes, sir.
And as far as you know, nothing was found?
Not that I know of.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Any redirect?
No, Your Honor.
All right. Thank you. I'll conclude your testimony then, Deputy Cannon. Thank you for appearing this morning.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast.
The Hidden Killers Podcast.
With Tony Bruschi.
There's more to come. Press subscribe so you don't miss any of our coverage and testimonies and discussions on the case as we continue to follow it for you right here. Press subscribe wherever you download podcasts. Get an ad-free experience through Apple Podcasts right now. I'm Tony Bruschi. Stay with us.